Good morning. Today is Tuesday, April the 25th. Joining us this morning, newly minted city manager in Fortuna, Mark Wheatley. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Oh, boy.
Week four.
Oh, you're already starting to show it. Oh, boy. Our quote this morning comes from Erica Jong. And the trouble is, if you don't risk anything, you risk even more. How's that for an interesting one, huh?
Risk is a good thing.
Yeah, well,
risk,
you know,
is a good thing.
But a lot of times there's risk avoidance.
There is.
And, you know, that's... I some of the reading I've done, there's very few that are risk embracers. Remember the old Who Moved My Cheese? The Spencer Johnson book, right? Okay, that one profile is the one that is least likely to occur. And yet we're all dealing with it all the time.
Absolutely.
So when the announcement was made and you jumped in the pond and the ripples went out, what was the reaction?
I got a very positive reaction. You know, I think I had some folks disappointed I was leaving Arcata at the time, but I'd been on council for 12 years, so it was time for me to move on and free up space for some new blood to come in there. And it was a time for a new challenge in my life, and I looked forward to this opportunity. It's been great.
Yeah, we'll see in about two and a half
years.
I know.
We'll
touch base on...
I'm not sure when the honeymoon actually ends. But
on show 20, we'll see.
Yeah.
What is the biggest difference between being a volunteer,
right,
an elected volunteer, but pretty much a volunteer, and being head honcho?
You know, it's when you're on the elected side, you know, you're in the policy seat, so your role is very different than that of the manager or staff. And so as a city manager, you're that go-between the administrative and staff side of the equation and the policymakers. So it's something I'm well aware of. I worked, you know, I had a 30-year career with the state working in coastal management and working with local governments, doing grant management projects. I worked in every coastal county, and I could see the difference in coastal communities. And in those little cities or big cities, a city manager could flip a city overnight, you know, from good to bad or the other way around. So I was well aware of that role and what the responsibility that goes with it. And I think over the years I developed a skill set that put me in a position to be effective at it.
Really? You can flip from bad to good? And I've seen the other direction. I've not seen too many hits going the other way.
It can be a morale booster suddenly, and all of a sudden you get productivity out of staff. It's things can happen. Things can happen.
More dominoes rather than
absolutely
coming in.
Right.
The bulldozer.
Right.
So staff can relax.
There's a lot to be said for that. Staff is your most valuable resource.
Right up there with time.
Yeah, that's true.
Put together and throw a little money at it. Who knows what can happen. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19. We'll be back.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fortuna City Manager Mark Wheatley. Mark, the concept of being one of them has got to be a juxtaposition, an attitudinal shift. Probably kind of cool, because you know what to anticipate and how things are going, but still it's a shift. How did you come around to feeling comfortable that, okay... showtime. Yeah. Let's go. And, you know, it doesn't matter if I agree with the decision or not. We're executing the plan, troops. Here we go.
Right. Well, you know, I put together, you know, my own skills, my own education, my background experience. I was a planner by training. So, you know, I'd worked in government at many levels and saw how it really happens. Local government is really where it happens. You know, you can make a difference on a daily basis. You're not stuck in the federal or state bureaucracy. And so, and I was attracted to this opportunity because I'd worked with the council down there. That council is very committed to that community, and they want the best for that community. And then, and that's the staff that works down there is absolutely the same. They are committed to community. And so, you know, for me, that was a great lure for me to make the change that I've made. And, I'm really enjoying it. And that's right. And the sunshine. Yes. Yes.
How would you? Boy, you know, I don't think in 35 years I've ever asked this question. This is cool. If you could choose 10 words to describe Fortuna, what would they be?
Wow. 10 words. I can say that they are committed to community. You know, at the end of the day, you may have different opinions, but at the end of the day, that community is all about pushing the rock uphill in the same direction. And that really stands out to me. I've been seeing that across the board, you know, from the council, from staff, from the business community, from the community members. And it's a very functional community. It's a very, very functional scale. I've really
homogenous.
It is. But their population has, you know, the diversity within that population has changed. I lived and worked down there. I didn't live down there, but I worked down there for almost 10 years out of the office for the Department of Fish and Game, and I watched changes in that community. And it's kind of grown up as a community. And there's so many good things, you know, just right there on the horizon that I really feel like great things are ahead for Fortuna.
Okay, so we got community focused and potential.
Yeah.
All right. You got two of them out of the way.
Big seven deal. More words.
Apparently math was not a strong suit, huh?
Yeah.
They'll make budgeting
no one
more,
said
more
there
fun.
Would be tests. But, you know, one of the things that I've really appreciated is the Chamber of Commerce has a weekly lunch event down there, which is like a one-stop shop to kind of get the pulse on a lot of things going on within the community. And, you know, a lot of the leadership within the community attends that, and so you get instant and constant feedback on things that are going on. And that's very helpful.
I wouldn't think hiding, if you were somebody who's a hider, probably not the right town.
You should go to LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're accountable on a daily basis. And, you know, so far, I'm taking steps to move into the community. So that will change things. It was always my criteria as a councilman in Arcata. You always pick up your ice cream last when you go shopping, because inevitably you get drawn into long conversations while shopping at the grocery store. So.
Well, and that's part of the attraction a lot of us have to towns this size.
That's true.
Ange will routinely say, okay, we've got 10 minutes. Don't talk to too many people.
Right.
And you go in and you find, you know, five or six different, and it just is kind of part of the community, is that everybody kind of knows everybody, or at least you know and recognize and engage, and that's, you know, I think is part of the charm.
You're right, and it's a challenge. I mean, you're right. Both of our, you know, legislative members, you know, Mike McGuire and Jim Wood, both came from local government, and so they have an appreciation for that. The challenge in the legislature is, you know, their area that they are representing is, you know, fully a third of the state. You can get out of your car at LAX and drive to Disneyland, and you've gone through four, you know, legislative districts. So that is a challenge for them. And so, but the good thing is they recognize, you know, the value of at local government, and they appreciate it. They've been there.
You bring up the state. Biggest frustration?
unfunded mandates. You know, really, I think part of the challenge too is the state is trying to streamline so many things to be more effective and efficient. But what happens is, you know, areas like us lose our capacity to compete. You know, when Proposition 50 came through, I always remember that the, you know, it's a 50-50 split north and south, and the dividing line was Santa Barbara County. So a challenge for us to get
I don't think
a fair
that teeter totter plays real well, does it?
It doesn't, you know. But I'll bypass the traffic congestion and the other things that go along with the big city world, and we have a great quality of life here on the North Coast.
Great stepping off point. We got more to talk about, buddy.
We do.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back talking shop this morning with Mark Wheatley, Fortuna City Manager. Talk shop presented by Redek and by CDH Painting. Mark, before the break, you'd used the magic word economic development.
Mm-hmm.
Ding. When you look at Fortuna and the North Coast, what are the impediments now? Let's set aside roads for a sec.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What are the things that are keeping us in this mucky, murky swamp thing that we've been in since the pulp mills went out, PL went out, and a couple of the other, you know, and mills are now kind of going the way of teepee burners in our area. What are those things that we are battling that maybe a lot of us are unaware that that's even a battlefield?
Well, you're right. Transportation costs are still in that equation. And it's a challenge, you know, just retaining some of the businesses that we do have that are here. Those that are trying to make a go of it here on the North Coast, you know, if they're tapped into the local economy, or if they're trying to produce something that's exportable, you know, that's a big challenge. You know, that's a huge challenge for some of these businesses. You know, I think the growing one business at a time concept is kind of the focus I think we're taking down there. I know that in the past they had looked at big box as an option for one of the old industrial sites there, the old mill
site.
Yeah,
the old mill site, yeah.
Right. But I think what we've seen, you know, historically here is like when the economy does take a slump, like Eureka is pretty overly retail dependent and they get hit pretty hard. So I think we're looking at, you know, healthcare is an issue for our region. We're fortunate we've got two great projects online down there, the new Open Door Clinic. The McLean Foundation is also looking at building it's like a $20 million investment in a community center out by Roner Park. It's just going to be a great addition to that community. So there are a lot of things coming together. We've been focused on a flood control and restoration project. We're in a third phase on Roner Creek. It's going to take over 50 businesses and residents out of the FEMA floodplain as a result of those improvements. So those are chronic flooding issues, and
soggy feet probably is not a good attraction.
You know, this has been a good year for learning about local hydrology for all of us, right?
Yeah, it comes from the sky, goes in the ocean. Well, that's about as deep as I go.
Yeah. Well, I joke with Ferndale. I, you know, with all the flooding, I worked so many years on the Salt River over there and watching the high water this year in the Yale. that, you know, with concerns of high water, that we were going to build a wall, but only if we could get Ferndale to pay for it. So, yeah. So.
Hey, it's nice that, you know, Salt River and Old River, they're actually, there's water there.
There is.
You get a chance at least to remember the history.
It's functioning. The part that's been put on the ground is really working. It's been great.
The historical aspects of what Fortuna is, Ferndale, the River Valley, Humboldt County, do we forget that as we're chasing the prize for whatever today is?
I agree. And I think that goes back, you know, certainly on the family level for many of people that have grown up in that region. And so there's a great sense of, you know, continuity and attachment there. And that shines through within the community. And it's that's an asset. You don't see that in a lot of communities. You know, we're so mobile now as a society that, you know, that is one of those attractive features of areas like we have up here on the North Coast.
I wonder if it'd be a kick in the pants and educational at the same time if you could get, you mentioned McLean, so Sappers, you know, and John's coming up to the end of his tenure here mm-hmm. at the school district, but a bunch of the families that go back, say 6-7 generations, so they have that legacy, mm-hmm. and have them, I have visions of the old radio series, right? They've got the Franklin mm-hmm. stove and the wood floor, and everybody's sitting around just kind of chewing the fat. Something like that for the community, not only to hear, but also for city staff
mm-hmm.
to hear what was, where it was. There's a creek underneath that, or that was the old field that was always swampy, or and get some of that historical narrative to overlay into some of the structural studies and information that you guys are dealing with all the time to maybe fill in some of those blanks.
Absolutely. You know, it's a historic preservation is sometimes can be a nightmare for, you know, when you're trying to put development projects on the ground. But, you know, you look back and retaining some of that legacy of the past, it really adds to the fabric of the community. And I think, you know, there's a lot of great old historic homes in Fortuna. And I've been, you know, trying to get...
You're familiar. Looking at one, aren't you?
I'm looking around. No, I've already been there. I've done that.
Okay.
I'm looking at, you know, a trailer maybe. Yeah. That would be a lot easier upkeep. But you know, seeing some of these old homes is really neat. You know, you don't see that in other parts of the state.
It's probably more critical for somebody who's totally unfamiliar with the community.
Yeah.
But boy, then you get the written and the oral history of
right.
what was and how come, and oh, that's why it's always slipping out there, or et
right.
cetera, et cetera.
Right.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:42. We'll be back with more from Mark Wheatley.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mark Wheatley. So, Mark, you got a month under your belt, almost.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
How's the budget? Did Randy do the budget and then hand it over? Are you and your team now still doing the final massaging on that?
So I have a brand new finance director.
Oh, that's right. That was a high five. That was the thing Randy was most excited about
yeah,
for you.
Thank you, Randy. A great hire. Aaron's a young guy, and he's really getting his arms around everything. And so, you know, we're going to get a budget out this year. It's going to be a little late probably just because we're trying to get our house in order and do all the things that it takes. So, you know, we're looking good. The council worked very hard with the community, and the community, you know, supported the Measure E sales tax measure, which will probably end up being a lifesaver for us in terms of, you know, budget shortfalls, and the focus is on public safety. So, you know, those are critical areas for the community, and understandably, and those are going to be our budget priorities going into this next cycle.
You mentioned unfunded mandates earlier in the show. Mm. PERS and the retirement programs seem to be the bane of all governmental entities right now because I guess folks were wildly generous years ago, kind of leave it for whatever reason and however. Is that it got a stranglehold on Fortuna like it does many of the other cities?
You know, at this point, no. You know, the state has, the Board of Equalization and the smoothing and the obligations that local governments have. I mean, it is across the board a huge issue. You know, we're not feeling the pain as much as many of the other local governments that say in Southern California, where people are still on the dole there, but are, you know, they've been public servants for a long time. I shouldn't be so, you know.
So private sector about it?
Yeah. Well, having been I'm a public servant my whole life, but I can see some of the inequities and in the impacts that's had on local communities too. So
I kind of feel like I'm a public servant too.
Yeah.
Just forgot to sign up for the goodies.
Welcome aboard.
What's got you really excited?
Is
there a pending project or something out there that just is, boy, I can't wait until blank?
Right now, I think, the McLean Foundation project could be a real game changer. There's a lot of really interesting aspects about that. And, you know, it's about community and it's focusing on wellness in the community and quality of life issues and, you know, kind of a multi-generational approach, both, you know, how do we accommodate, you know, the needs of our senior community as well as, you know, youth, you know, recreation. And so.
Well, a community that isn't here yet.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and they're going to be here. And it's like, if we pay attention to their needs now, I think they'll look back and appreciate that. So, and it's one of those kind of things that's going to make it why you would want to grow up in Fortuna. And, you know, having some of the, you know, across the board for the community to have access to some of that, that will really, you know, make things wonderful for a lot of people in our community.
Are some of your Arcata buddies giving you a hard time?
You know, Arcata's got its hands full. I enjoyed my time there. I'm still, you know, committed to the Arcata community. It's a different kind of community than Fortuna. It's a college town, so, you know, that comes with, you know, a lot of challenges and rewards too. So, but you know, it's a different makeup for sure.
You're not a reformed politician. You still got the talent.
I don't know about that. I'm recovering.
See everybody tomorrow.